You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Well, I hope you are ready for, just a whale of a good time with TJ and Jody's house this week. If I sound out of breath, it's because I am. Something went wrong right before we started recording, and I had to do some mechanical work. And now I'm hot in a sweater.
Yeah.
But who cares, you know? I'm not here to bleed all over everybody. Everybody's got problems. Amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Jody, you look precious as usual. I know you're hot in that scarf.
Actually, I wore this to church, and I was going to take it off, but it feels like Alaska in this house.
How do you know? You ain't never been to Alaska.
Well, no, it's cold.
All right.
It's cold in here.
It's February now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Where did January go? Oh.
I thought January creaked.
You did?
Ugh, yes.
But it's another great month at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, the sponsors of TJ and Jody's house.
Yeah.
I think our anniversary of doing the show is February.
I think you're right. I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know when we.
I don't either. And I'm not looking at my phone to find out when it was. It's just I forgot to set the timer as to when we're supposed to go to breaks and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. They're huge. Mm-hmm. They have, just absolutely beautiful furniture and a team of designers to put it together for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, let's say, you know, God forbid, Jody and I were no longer together and I had to go down and try to furnish a house. I wouldn't know what I was doing. I'd walk into Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, and if they hadn't banned me from the store because they chose Jody's side in our breakup, I would get them to put together the living room and bedroom furniture that I would need.
Uh-huh. And they could do it.
Mm-hmm. But they would probably be Team Jody, and I wouldn't be welcoming into the store. But thank goodness we don't have to worry about that.
Right, not today.
So, Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress has everything for the whole house and locations all over Lake Norman area, and then delivery team that can get it pretty much anywhere in the whole Charlotte area.
Yeah.
And with great courteous service.
Mm-hmm. And follow them on their social media, on Instagram or Facebook. They do funny little videos and things. Yeah, they're an entertaining group of people.
The kids call that the socials.
The socials. Yeah, follow them on the socials. Also, on the socials, they show what kind of sales and stuff they're having. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So they're great people. I just can't remember their names. It's family, and it's Carrie and Greg or something like that.
Or Katie.
Katie, yes.
Yeah.
Katie and Craig.
And Greg.
Greg.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Go to acetj.com/mattress to check them out. And remember, sounds like a sweet deal to me. Now, when we first started doing this podcast from the house in our loft, it was going to be, we can record it at any time during the week because we posted on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say like a Friday night, we get home, we're relaxed, we're hanging out, we just go do a podcast. It'll be, you know, we want to pick a time when we're loose and casual and having fun. And that's never happened. Every week we do it. After we get home from church and eat a big lunch or brunch, and then get ready to take a nap.
Yeah.
So that's when we've decided to record every time.
I mean, we don't have to. It's just that we have been busy on Fridays. Well, one Friday we weren't, and you said that you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, because I just...
didn't want to do it.
I mean, burdens had weighed me down that week.
Yeah.
Jody, you have no idea.
Well, I don't like doing it too soon in the week because things happen that we can talk about.
Yeah.
And we're dressed like civilized people on Sundays.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't wear this hat to church, if that's what you want. I'm not a hat in church person.
No.
I was just sweating and...
His head was glistening.
Soak up the... y'all don't need to know. Y'all don't need to know all that. But yeah, so maybe one Friday night, instead of, you know, you're getting a podcast that recorded on Sunday afternoon, maybe one Friday night we'll do one and we'll be in our pajamas and stuff. But if you only listen to the audio, you won't be able to fully appreciate that.
Right.
So you'll have to go to the video to get it.
To see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jody has been doing crazy workouts this week.
I have.
And she's determined that it's harder to get up out of a chair after she's been doing these workouts.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing. I mean, it's a good... I'm sore, but it's a good sore.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Burning.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to try new things, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So how long before you're all, you know, he-woman and stuff? You got the bulging muscles and all that.
I think we have a ways to go because I've only gone twice.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to increase in your weights. You're taking, you're taking girl steroids or whatever it is. Are you taking the steroids?
Yeah, sure.
That's the only way you'll get any results.
Well,
if you're building the kind of muscle you want.
I don't.
If you want bodybuilder muscle.
Well, I don't.
I thought you said you did.
I never said that.
That's why you were going.
I never said that.
Well, that's the only time that women should be lifting weights is if they want to be bodybuilders.
Now, that is not true.
You know, once the women got in the weight room part of the gym, it completely changed the whole world.
It's very important for women to lift weights, especially when they get older.
In classes, though. Women are supposed to work out in classes.
They are not.
See, when y'all up in the gym recording yourselves doing squats and deadlifts and all of that. And
are you talking about Kimberly that watches and listens to us?
Yeah, she knows. If she's listening to us enough, she knows that
Kimberly is going to body slam
you. But she's doing it for competition, though.
Uh-huh.
She's a competitor.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. That's okay if they do it.
Okay.
But not just, you know, women wanting to flex on social media.
Well, I am definitely not flexing on social media.
Jody,
that is not going to be my goal.
You're not going to be flexing.
No, indeed. Mm. Yeah.
And I mean that in the literal sense as well as the slang sense.
Okay.
Of flexing on social
media.
I'm
not flexing nothing.
Hey, you ever wonder how our mothers and grandmothers and all got through life without, you know, booking photo sittings and things like that?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody now, you look at their social media, well, women, you look at their social media and they've got professional pictures done, like studio pictures, of themselves, just of them a lot of times.
I know.
I don't ever remember my grandmother doing that.
Mm-mm. But she may have, you just didn't have socials to see them on.
Well, and no, she wasn't going to take the film down to Walmart and be developed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Can you see my Nana doing that?
La, la, la.
But good for the photographers, though.
Yeah.
You know, they make a good living off of those people wanting to flex.
That's crazy.
When people have babies now,
Oh my goodness!
Photo shoots do they do, or leading up to weddings? How many professional photo shoots are there now?
How about the babies every month are laying on a blanket with the number circled of the month they are, and then the baby's laying beside it.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's cute. I love it. I love seeing that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't ever remember not one time seeing any either one of my grandparents or any of the four of them taking pictures of anything. They were in pictures, but I never saw them take pictures. And, you know, my Nana would tell my mom and my Aunt Tina, y'all take this picture. Take a picture of that. Take a picture of that. Not of her.
Yeah.
Well, maybe sometimes of her.
Yeah.
She was silly like that.
Yeah.
But she never did it herself.
That's funny.
Do you ever remember seeing my mama take a picture of anything?
No.
Maybe that means we don't have memories we wanted to keep.
I don't remember my mom now that you say that.
I've never seen your mom. Well, yeah, I have seen your mom take a picture because y'all rag her about cutting people's heads off.
We do. She does
cut your... wonder she doesn't do it
She does cut people's heads off.
But there's a technology thing that's better. You don't have to wait until you spend the money developing film to see that you cut somebody's head off. You can look at it and
yeah,
say, and, get back in there. I cut your head off.
Yeah, yeah. That is, that's a plus.
You don't have to go down to Walmart or Eckerd Drugs.
No.
And then find that the pictures are all terrible.
Sure. Man.
My dad took a bunch of pictures of, it was some kind of a, program I was in at school or something. And, you know, obviously I was the star of whatever it was.
Mm, obviously, yeah.
And he had one of those little cameras, the little Instamatic, they called them. It was a Kodak, and it was long and thin,
mm-hmm.
and you turn it on, and the flash had a battery, and you turn it on, and it would till it got ready, and it would start blinking, and he took pictures all night with that camera. We got the pictures back from being developed at Walmart, and his finger was in the way of about every one of them, and it didn't look like a finger. It was... It was nasty.
That's so weird.
It's like somebody had just run up, like what we would call a photo bomb now.
Yeah.
And just right as he was taking every picture, like, stuck to business in front of the lens. But all of those, you know, it was just gone.
Everybody yeah.
Gone. And you couldn't go to somebody else and go, hey, will you send me that picture? Mine didn't turn out. Will you send that to me?
What I struggle with now is I have boxes and boxes and boxes of pictures. And I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah,
it stresses me out.
When our daughter was born,
mm.
I went and bought a Canon Rebel 35mm camera.
Yeah.
And it was great.
It was great.
And that's when I realized that I have a special talent for photography.
A flair,
but
used
I
to
should
say.
Have known that having a flair for photography would be a thing if I ever wanted to be a photographer. These things come naturally to me. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we took so many, and then Jody, for some reason, would get quadruplets printed out.
I would. Send,
and I'm thinking, I know your parents love this baby, but
yeah.
Do we have to send them a picture? Every picture we take, we got to send them a copy of it?
I know. I have so many.
And so that's what's all those boxes are filled with duplicates.
They are not. They're
yes,
not.
They are.
They're not just duplicates.
That's
no, they're not.
I've picked those boxes up. They're heavy when we got them out of the store.
But they're not all duplicates.
They're not all, but most of them are. Duplicates, triplicates, quadruplicates.
Whatever it is. I need some advice on what to do with it.
What do you mean advice?
Well, I think there's things you can do now with it, with them.
Yeah, you can put them in frames.
No. There's something else.
You mean like save them onto a disc?
Yes.
Oh, I guess you'd have to scan every one of them.
Oh, there's got to be a faster way.
I don't know. Well, maybe somebody will tell us.
That's
drop us
what
a,
I just was saying.
What, you didn't say drop a DM or something. You got to say that to
drop
people.
Drop a
DM. Yeah, hit us up in the...
Hit us up on the socials.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way the kids talk. They don't understand.
I'm not a kid.
I know, but we got to get through to them.
Okay.
The only people
they
watching
do know
are
they...
kids. Only people watching this are little kids.
Okay.
They do
yeah.
What do you say they do?
No, they probably know what to do, like what I need to do. The hip thing I need to do with my old people pictures.
Yes. Well, I mean, we have two of them, two children. Have you asked either one of them what to do with
them? They just say, I don't know.
Even Lainey? She blows you off like that?
Yeah,
no,
she
boy
doesn't
does.
He said he does it because he didn't want to help with anything.
Yeah, he just didn't want to deal with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, but well, okay, but the old cameras are coming back. You see our daughter using them.
Mm-hmm.
They love that. I don't get it.
Yeah, but they can still hook those up to a computer and dump them onto a thing.
Oh.
You can't do that with printed pictures.
You can hook those onto a computer?
Yeah, you always could. You just take the cord out of it.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sleepy.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think that's what you do with them. But you would take the disc out of there and go get them printed.
The little thing.
Walgreens.
That's right. That's right.
The thumb drive. Wow. The tiny disc, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, man, ooh, this is not exactly what you would call tech talk, is it?
No.
How do we get our pictures? I need to see four of the same
pictures
of my baby taking a nap.
Yeah, gosh.
Mm-hmm. So by the time the boy came along, though, we were still taking a lot of him, but not like we did with her.
We took a lot of him.
Not like her, though. But then again, he wasn't standing up saying, take my picture as much as she was. She said that a lot. All right, so we had a guest this weekend, and and we did some extra things other than just the small town adventures. So we'll get into that coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome back to TJ and Jody's house. Oh, we're so glad to have you. Are we not glad to have them?
So glad to have them.
And we love performing for y'all. The feedback that y'all give us gives us inspiration and motivation to keep doing it. I mean, we face some hard times, you know, when we're putting things together and going, oh, it's just so hard to get in there and do that show. But then we think about how much we mean to y'all, each and every one of y'all. And then we just pull through and make it happen.
We make it happen.
By the time it's over, y'all have inspired us to do more.
Right.
More and more.
Right.
But we had a guest speaker this week at the church we've been going to, and he was good. It was a good thing. He's dynamic, fun. I mean, a very good professional speaker. The only thing was is that he kept wanting us to repeat words while he's talking, where he would say, and then one day say that, one day say it, or then he would go. And then it was just ordinary. Say that word, ordinary. And then they go, ordinary. At the beginning, people were like, ordinary. And then by the time he did it, yeah, about 30 times, you'd hear people, ordinary. Looking around going, is everybody still doing this? But other than that, it was fun.
I couldn't see you because the boy was between us. Were you making faces?
No, not at all. I wasn't.
Come on.
I did say one time, oh,
I knew it. I knew you couldn't be quiet.
And he laughed.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't make sense to me. Say sense. Say that word, sense. Because I don't know if you realize it, Jody, but I myself am a professional speaker.
Which is why you're critical of people who do.
I speak.
Mm-hmm.
And people listen, even when they pretend they're not listening. Yes. Jess. So our friend Mark that we've told you about so much, Mark. He has a beach place in Emerald Isle, North Carolina, and a mountain place in North Carolina. They're about 6 hours drive from one to the other. So a lot of time during his travels to and fro, he stops and hangs out with us for the weekend, and and you know, we have fun. I think we're his only friends.
I think
know?
I, I, I think no. Okay.
But we love him.
We do.
Oh, we welcome him with open arms. So he came this week. He usually will let us know way ahead of time that he's coming. They're like a couple weeks before he comes. So this time it was just during the week, and he goes, "Are y'all busy Friday evening?"
Yep.
So that means he's going to stop. And he said, "I'm going to take y'all out to dinner," because most of the time I cook for him on Fridays.
Yeah.
And then he goes with us and my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael on Saturdays for small town adventures. So he said, "I don't want you cooking. I'm going to take y'all out to dinner." And we had the greatest time.
And the best dinner.
So what's the name of that place? Listen, now, they're not paying us for
no,
this.
No, they're not.
And we tried. I mean, did we try to get the owner of that restaurant to do some advertisements with us?
Yeah.
No, we really didn't try yet. But we're going to hit her up and probably send her this little clip and say, "Look what we did for your business." We could do that all the time.
We could, yeah.
Now, what's the name of it?
Aqua Ragazza.
And that means water lady in Italian. That means lady of the water.
Lady of the water.
It's in the lake area. Lake Norman. So,
The food, I've been twice, and food was so good both times. So then I suggested this because Mark likes, our friend Mark, he likes a little fancier.
Yeah, he's fancy.
Yeah. And you wanted to try it.
Yeah.
And so,
I never get to do even close to what Jody gets to do. With things like, she's been twice already to this new restaurant in town, and my first time was, you know, this weekend.
I go with my friends.
Yeah, of which I have none.
That's your choice.
And then that doesn't seem like a thing that guys would do on a, you know, a guy's night out, go to the Italian restaurant.
No. Well, and look how many women were there, groups of women.
Well, that's because women love Italian food.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. So anyway, we went there. Friday night, fantastic experience, fantastic server, fantastic atmosphere, food, drinks, all of it.
And I got all paranoid.
Shocker.
Because I think we've talked about on this podcast how jumpy I am at loud noises.
Oh my gosh.
I mean.
But
let me tell
you. Okay.
And I know it's not a good characteristic to have, to be jumpy when you hear loud noises, but Jody thinks that every time I jump at a loud noise or I get startled, that I'm just being dramatic. But it really does. It'd be like if all of a sudden somebody walked up to you and you turned around and there was a spider hanging in your face. You would do that. And I wouldn't say you're being dramatic yet.
So, have you always been that way?
Yes.
Like as a child?
Yes, because I'm so sensitive to everything around me. You know, this sense of, you know, my observation skills and all of that stuff just makes me, you know, honed in to everything. And then when something comes out of nowhere, my brain is so strong and so focused on whatever it is that I'm taking in that it's about like being jolted awake in the middle of the night.
But I do notice when people are talking to you, like for a while, you zone out. You look like you're zoning out.
What does that have to do with what I'm talking about?
Because you were talking about how you're so
It's because they can't
attentive
and
you
continue to challenge my strong brain.
Maybe you still say that.
So anyway, we're sitting there and it is a new place. And I'm looking around. I'm looking at the cocktail menu because they come over and ask you about what you want to drink immediately. Well, if they've got something on their menu that I want to try, I got to read what the ingredients are and all that. And I'm not a fast reader to begin with. And so I'm all in that. I'm trying to get everything to see if I want one of these. And then all of a sudden, this way, behind me, the server says, "How are you guys?" And she was loud when she came up. And then when I looked at her, I thought that she was going, because, you know, young people are very sensitive. I thought she was going to think, because she had tattoos and stuff like that, that I was startled by the way she looked. Oh, and I didn't want that at all. So we have to go on and on, and I'm making sure that she knows that I get startled by sudden noises and stuff. And I all but said, I am not freaked out by all of your tattoos, and I'm not freaked out about the way you look. I wasn't startled at that. I was startled at the noise and the surprise.
She goes, "I will, sir. I will. From the rest of the night, I'm gonna have a horn or something to warn you that I'm coming."
Yeah, and then I said, "Don't you touch me, you tattooed freak." I didn't. She was great.
She was great. Fantastic.
But you know how young people are. You don't know. Like, I saw a video on the social medias the other day where this one girl told another girl to stop complimenting her hair because it was an insult. Huh? It really makes me uncomfortable when you compliment my hair. I know you're trying to be nice, but it's a microaggression or whatever.
Young people are offended by everything, good and bad.
Yeah, I know. But see, you see my situation.
Yeah, I do.
But she was a dream. She was.
She was phenomenal.
And then the owner of the restaurant is what do you think? She's in her mid-30s. Yeah. And she's from Miami. She's Italian.
Yeah.
Looked to be real Italian, yeah, not a fake Italian.
She was real.
And she came over. She was talking to us and everything. And then the server was trying to hook up our friend Mark with the owner of the restaurant, because she's single, but she's seeing somebody. She's dating somebody.
Yeah.
But I was like, what is going on here? What is happening? Because Mark's single.
And, yeah. You know, yeah.
But yeah, I thought that part was I didn't know what to do.
You didn't need to do anything.
I felt like I did.
Well, you didn't.
I felt like I needed to help. You know how helpful I am.
Oh, you do not need to be helping.
I'm such a people pleaser, Jody, is what I am.
Anyway, the whole restaurant's great. I think it's fantastic. She's done this by herself. It runs it. She's there all the time. She lives in Charlotte. She has to come back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I have everything there is so good.
Yeah, but there was no love connection.
No love connection.
Nothing like that happened.
No, indeed.
I mean, not even with us.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I'm too full.
Yeah, I was full. Oof.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's our little story.
Yeah, then we came home.
It was a lot going on.
Yeah, we came home. I immediately got ready for bed, and you and Mark sat out on our screen porch. I guess, was he smoking a cigar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Playing music like they are in high school at a party, as loud as they can. And I'm having to send texts. Y'all are being too loud.
Yeah. But Mark was the one controlling this.
I know. I think he might can't hear or something.
No, he can't. It's just, you know, you listen to the music, you want it loud.
So anyway, that was
texting us like a mom.
I was tired. I didn't want to get out of bed. But that was the first night. And then yesterday we got up and we headed out for Small Town Avengers. It's a wonder we're even awake right now.
Yeah. And, Jody's been talking about the nap that's coming as soon as we say cut or it's done or
I'm
whatever.
I'm going to sleep for a little bit.
Because most of the time she won't even say she's going to take a nap. She'll go, I'm going to rest.
So it means the same thing.
Are you going to take a nap? Well, no, I'm going to rest.
Why does that matter if I say that? Y'all are all, because my family is so bothered when I say that.
Because it's like you're trying to, you're ashamed that you're going to take a nap and you just can't bring yourself to say it. Like, nap is a bad word.
No, you know why I say that? Mm-hmm. Because if I say I'm going to go take a nap, and then for some reason I can't fall asleep, it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. So if I just say I'm going to go rest,
okay, you're trying to psych yourself.
Yeah.
Out.
Okay. Has nothing to do with you people.
All right. Well, it seemed like you were just because we're like, say you're going to take a nap, you deserve it. But it's like you didn't want to let yourself take a nap.
I don't care. I'll say.
Okay. Well, today is a nap day.
I'm going to go rest.
All right. So we're going to do Jody's Dollar Tree treasures, and then she can go take a nap.
A rest.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, it is time for the most anticipated part of TJ and Jody's house every week, and that is Jody's Dollar Tree Treasures.
Yes.
Now, would you ever go to a different dollar store? We're not, I mean, if you went to another dollar store, like everything's a dollar, whatever, $1.25.
Yeah.
Are they the same? They have the same
Dollar Trees are all the same, yeah. Some stores have more than others, and I actually did visit one a couple weeks ago in another town, and I got some items that I'll be showing soon.
Okay. And then but you wouldn't be opposed to doing everything's a dollar store feature, right? If they came in as a sponsor first.
Right. Whatever.
But I'm just wondering if it's like a Walmart Target deal, if one of them's different than the other. You know, if the Dollar Tree is
different than the dollar store,
you know, like say more high end, if you can use that term in this situation,
sure,
or vice versa,
right?
I don't know. I was just asking. Okay. What do you got?
Oh gosh, okay, hang on. So I'm gonna give you what? Do you want your prize? I always buy you a prize every week.
Oh, is that a thing now? Great.
Yep.
I get a prize.
So I'm gonna show you his prize. How cute is this? It was a little more than $1.25, but I know you always love wooden spoons. Look at how I wanted everybody to see how it was packaged. See all the spoons?
Yeah.
And I think it's so cute to sit on the counter.
Wooden spatulas.
And now this was $5.
Oh, I didn't know they had $5 things.
Well, yeah, I remember because of the blanket.
Right. Okay.
But
I love that.
You want me to cut it open? You can see the spoons?
Oh, sure.
Here, I'm prepared.
Okay. Uh-huh. You're going to want me to go
cook something.
Whoop the churin with it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look how cool that is.
Yeah.
Take this off. I want to see this holder.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This is so cute.
It is.
$5. So if you were going to someone's home that you needed a little hostess gift, how cute is that?
I'm not a hostess. You just gave me this gift. And
I said, if you needed to, I'm just giving it. It's really good. Oh, it's
good.
Cute.
You
like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to honk you with that.
No, you're not.
Okay, so if you're only listening to the audio, obviously you would need to go to get the video of this on the YouTubes or our app or wherever. So you can see all of these wonderful little finds that Jody gets at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome. That was a little high end, though.
Oh, yeah.
$5.
I'm not worth that.
But I absolutely love how the little holder is. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I needed to get some things. I have a home office, so I needed some things for my desk. So I went and picked up some new pens, and they had different styles and colors, but this was the black and white. Look how cute those are.
Yeah. How do they write?
They write well. I try to keep them in their packaging, but yes, they're so cute.
Ooh, how pretty. And we'll accessorize
and look,
outfit.
Even have the little rubber thing so it doesn't hurt your hand.
And you see Jody's left-handed.
I am left-handed. But they had other colors too. but I just like the black and white. And then I loved this little pen. This was up at the counter, a little impulse item.
Mm-hmm.
Has a little jewel, and I love purple.
And that's a real stone.
See? Cute.
Does it write in blue or black?
Black. And then, oh my gosh, I did already put this in here, but I'm making a mess here, I see. But I needed a new tape dispenser to keep on my desk, and I didn't want it to be ugly. Look at this. It's gold.
And you got that at the dollar.
At the dollar store. How cute is that?
Oh my God. I can't even tell you how cute.
Look at that. Okay. That's cute. Mm-hmm. And then I have a candle in my office, too, and I'm always needing matches or lighters or something like that. And then I have to get up, go to the kitchen, get it. But not anymore, because look how cute this is. And I know it's mine because it's pink.
Yeah.
A pink little lighter, a little handy lighter.
Yep. Well, I just grabbed a bunch of matches for you last night at that cigar bar in Belmont.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, now
I don't need them. Take that back.
Another thing, you could gift a candle and this. How cute would that be as a little gift?
Yeah, super
and
cute.
Then I needed some note cards, just blank note cards. And so I thought these were cute. These had different plants on them because, you know, everybody's into the plants and the greenery and the...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. You get four of these. $1.25. And then I got these. These are really girly.
Look at the camera.
Oh, sorry. $4.25. They're girly. Mm-hmm. And then let's see what else I have. Oh, and then these I love. They are magnetic bookmarks. And there were six of them.
That's cool.
So that's another good. And they just had little sayings on them. Hope. Grace, rejoice always. And they're nice magnetic bookmarks.
One?
Yes, you can have one. There's six in there.
I can have how many?
One. You said one.
Okay.
So those were my finds this week.
Very good.
Did you like them?
Good stuff. I mean, you're buying more every week, though.
No, I'm not.
Buying more stuff every week.
Well, every week they have different things in there. So that's, I go every week. Because I want to see the new stuff.
When do they get the shipments?
I'm not sure. They look to, because I've been frequenting the place. I've noticed they had, I want to say it was in there on a Tuesday, and they had boxes everywhere.
Do they know you now when you
go? No. Oh, but I will say this. This is not only good that I went there to buy this, but when I was checking out, first of all, there's the sweetest lady that works at our Dollar Tree up here. She's always in a good mood. She's so bubbly. She speaks to everybody. So we're checking out. And at the end of each checkout counter is a basket with candies and like chocolate candies and mm-hmm. things like that. And so they ask you, you know how they'll ask you, do you want to donate a dollar or whatever? They said, would you like to donate some a box of chocolates to the nursing home? And they take all those... they collect them and then they take them all and deliver them to the nursing homes. And they said they did that at Christmas and that the people cried. They were so excited about that.
The old people love candy.
But how sweet is that?
You can get an old person to do anything for a piece of chocolate.
I just thought that was a really cute, nice thing. And there were several things you could choose from for Valentine's Day to donate. I loved it.
So, I don't know though. How many, they just all sit around and they eat. They got chocolate on them and stuff when they're sitting around eating. Is it like chocolate night when they do those activities and things like that?
It's Valentine's.
They get to eat them whenever they want.
They're doing it for Valentine's.
Because you know my Aunt Tina worked at a nursing home.
I know.
She just retired.
Right.
So I guess I could ask her what they do with the chocolates.
The people eat it.
I know, but do they have it willy-nilly whenever they want? Do they go give it to them and say, here, keep this in your room? Or do they say, come down to the activity center for chocolate eating?
I guess it depends on the patient.
Or
the resident.
For knitting and chocolate activities.
I'm going to guess that on Valentine's Day, they deliver it to their rooms, and it's precious.
Yeah. But you know, a lot of them in those nursing homes, they date each other and stuff.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
They get.
But don't take a sweet moment and make it bad. Stop. Just. Psst.
I didn't realize chocolates I was making it bad.
For the people at the nursing home, it's cute.
Yeah.
Well.
That's. Oh, yeah.
You were turning it into something.
I was not. It's turning it into reality.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jody, I think we're at a finishing point here enough where you can go take your nap now.
I'm going to go rest.
Yeah. Wait, you said earlier nap, so is it nap or rest today?
Rest.
Okay.
And are we doing our sign-off? You wanted to do it.
Yeah, that was a joke. I don't even remember what it was. Was it this?
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
For you. Mm. And I said.
Okay. All right, we'll do it. But do I say anything or we just do it? I can't remember.
I don't know. I'm just holding my heart.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We love you.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.